Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The man who killed a beloved CHOP doctor last year in Center City was sentenced to up to 2 decades behind bars after emotional testimony from the woman's family, friends, and colleagues. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more from outside the courthouse.
Barbara Freitas was described as an inspiration, innovator, and phenomenal force. Colleagues spoke of her generosity and dedication to children. Her mother said she had a heart of gold and was pure joy, and explained how she now feels her soul ripping apart every day since her daughter was killed. Michael Vahey struck the 27-year-old last July with his car as she was riding her bike along Spruce Street near 18th. His blood alcohol level was double the legal limit. Assistant District Attorney Katie Wood.
Dr. Barbara Freitas was exceptional, truly. Her legacy will be even more exceptional. As her father said, she had done more than most people had in life, and she had so much more time that she should have had here on this earth.
Vahey's family spoke and told the judge about his lifelong battle with alcoholism and how he now suffers every day knowing he killed Freitas, expressing their own apology to her family. Vahey told the court there were too many people to apologize to. His attorney, Amato Sunita.
There were so many people impacted by this case that there's just not enough ways for him to say sorry.
Judge Scott O'Keefe sentenced the 69-year-old to 6 to 20 years in prison. Freitas' father thanked the countless people who supported them and added that the city's safety measures for bike riders...
There needs to be more. There's never going to be enough. It needs to be more.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A 62-year-old Lower Merion woman testifies about the horrors of a home invasion and being shot in the neck while her son was killed on the floor next to her bed in what prosecutors have described as an execution. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports from Norristown.
62-year-old Bernadette Gaudio was asleep in the home she shares with her younger son on Meredith Road in Wynwood around 2 a.m. on December 8th after a family gathering to celebrate her older son's birthday when she says she woke up to, in her words, a black man in her bedroom. She says she looked in his eyes as he shot her in the neck and she knew she was immediately paralyzed. She testified her 25-year-old son, Andrew Gaudio, called out to her. She heard additional gunshots. He was shot but made it to the floor next to her bed as she used Siri on her iPhone to call 911, but she says when she saw a man come back in the bedroom, she closed her eyes so he wouldn't know she was still alive, and she heard 2 more gunshots. Prosecutors say one of those shots was into her son's head as he was face down on the floor. Charles Fulforth, a white man, and Calvin Roberts, who is black, are both charged with a home invasion and murder. Roberts' lawyer asked if she remembered telling 911 she did not have a description of the shooter. She says she was scared the men were still in the home and wanted the call to end. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The mother of a toddler who was shot inside a North Philly home Monday night is facing criminal charges. KYW's Connor Barkhan talks with one group in the state that wants to see tragedies like this prevented.
Philadelphia police say a 2-year-old boy is recovering after he was shot in the shoulder Monday night near 21st and West Norris Streets. Investigators say the boy's mother, 30-year-old Regine Prentice, told them another child shot the 2-year-old after finding a firearm.
This is a preventable crisis.
Executive Director at Ceasefire PA, Adam Garber.
That child and that family is still going to be scarred for life and be living with the consequences of this.
Garber says responsible gun ownership includes locking away a firearm. The boy was brought to the hospital by his mother, who is now being charged with endangering the welfare of a child and other offenses. A gun was recovered at the house, as well as one spent 380 shell casing. Temple mails gun locks to people who apply online at no charge. Free gun locks can also be picked up in person at the sheriff's office. Connor Barkhan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Legendary rock singer Ozzy Osbourne, known both as the frontman of heavy metal pioneers Black Sabbath and as a solo hitmaker, has died at 76. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more on his legacy.
No one sounded like Black Sabbath did when they began releasing music in 1970. Retired WMGK DJ Andre Gardner says Ozzy Osbourne helped create the archetype of the heavy metal vocalist.
Several frontmen have emulated Ozzy over the years, either on or off stage, and were not nearly as successful, because let's face it, there's only ever going to be one Ozzy.
And in 1981, after Ozzy had left Sabbath for a solo career, a 21-year-old photographer from New Jersey named Mark Weiss shot Ozzy for Circus Magazine.
I was kind of a shy kid, and I was just starting, and he was just very welcoming to me and kind of listened to my direction and gave me a lot of confidence.
And a friendship spanning more than 4 decades was born. While Weiss saw both the bombastic, outlandish onstage persona and the more reserved, humble, private Ozzy, he says the Prince of Darkness was nothing but authentic.
I don't believe it was like a put-on or like a persona where he faked it at all. There's nothing at all fake about Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne was 76 years old. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.